How high's the water, mama? 2 feet high and rising. How high's the water, papa? She said it's 2 feet high and rising.
Well,
we can make it to the road in a homemade boat, because that's the only thing we got left that'll float. It's already over all the wheat and oats. 2 feet high and rising.
It's got to go somewhere.
Yeah. Pump it here. We'll take it. We'll take it. And then if what's left over, just run on down to Mexico, and they need it too. So.
Or down into the water table.
Yeah. Absolutely.
So what, as much as we like to say, you know, we've got rain, and yes, obviously the plants look better, but we, it's not like we can just turn off our irrigations right now.
Well, you can for short spurts. I mean, the other day, was it a week or 2 weeks ago? Anyway, in my neighborhood, we had almost 2 inches of rain over a two-day period. And, you know, I turned the lawn off and the garden and stuff, you know, for the rest of the week. So for – it went about another – I got a week out of it that I didn't have to water. So, yeah, you can. And with the humidity up, you know, plants are not transpiring as much moisture as quickly. You could realistically probably tweak your irrigation systems. Now, if you were watering your lawn 4 days a week, you could probably go to three. Now, the days are shorter, too. Do you notice how much darker it is? I mean, of course, we had cloud cover, but it's getting to the point where the days start shortening, the humidity goes up. It's going to – the plants will use slightly less water. And then if in specific areas, if you have the ability after a heavy rain, you know, an inch or two of rain, you can turn your – particularly lawns and things like that off, you know, for a pretty good amount of time, a week or so. That saves a significant – if everybody would do that. Think about the numbers, that the critical mass, if everybody did that.
That's about paying attention. And, Jay, you always had a trick that always – really stuck with me, and that was the indicator plant.
Yeah, so pick a plant in your garden that kind of is the most water needy, or expresses itself by wilting more drastically than others. And there's a number of examples. In my yard, it's Cape honeysuckle or pink trumpet vine. And so when those get a little on the wilty side, I know, in fact, I looked out this morning and wondered why they were wilting, because they should have just watered. And, you know, it's not all that terribly hot, and we're kind of cloudy and rainy this morning. I looked out, and the doggone thing is wilting. And, you know, something got goofed up in the water schedule, and so I went over and turned it on manually. But the other thing is you'll notice that those periods of time now will start stretching out. So, yeah, it's a good little trick. To have is to have a plant or two in your landscape that you look at and go, that's looking a little needy. And you know, that, of course, the other plants could go longer, but you kind of have to water on, the least common denominator. Another fun thing to do, though, is to have other indicator plants, like our Texas sage. Have you noticed how we got a little moisture and boom, they are blooming like crazy. So they're kind of a cool indicator plant on a positive side that lets us know that the environment has a lot more moisture in it.
And it's a short-lived, because when the landscape maintenance guys come around, they take the hedges and go,
I know. God darn it. Yeah. If we can keep the gas-powered hedge trimmers out of everybody's hands here for the next month or two, we'd be a lot prettier around.
That is a pretty purple color.
Yeah. There are different shades of them, different varieties that bloom different colors. It's very dramatic.
We were on a residence not far from here earlier this week working on a project, and they had planted desert willow. And I need one of those. Man, this would be perfect for entry by the front driveway coming in. That's a really pretty bloom.
It is a pretty bloom, a very hardy tree, gets reasonably good sized, and there's some great new varieties of desert willows that are seedless. The knock on desert willow is always, you know, it's deciduous, so it loses its leaves in the winter, and it's not the prettiest thing in the world when it had, especially if it's got seed pods hanging all over it and it's kind of twiggy looking, but some of the new varieties are pretty neat.
We talked about the purple blooming one last week, Romy. What was that, the monk?
The Vitek.
Monk's pepper.
Mm-hmm. You know, I can't not see them anymore. And they're just crazy in bloom right now. It seemed, and did I hear, Jay, that sometimes in drought that'll force more blooms? Because I've never seen anything like them.
Well, you know, one thing that will happen, and people, you know, they'll call in and or they'll talk about their citrus tree blooming at an odd time of the year or something blooming. And it's a survival mechanism, and it's also a tool or a technique that farmers will use. They'll stress a plant for water, and it will naturally want to go to flower because it thinks it's dying. So, you know, it's natural defense, not defense mechanism, but its plan for procreation is to flower and set another set of fruit, so to drop some seed if it thinks it's going to die. So one of the things that they do to stimulate blossoms is to bloom. And it's another thing, if your plants are not blooming like they should be, you might be overwatering. That's a one thing to check. If, especially bougainvilleas, we see that a lot. People complain that they're not coloring up the way they should. And one of the reasons for that is they're just getting too much water. They're growing too much. They need to slow down and start blooming.
Which is funny because that is so counter to what you think naturally. Oh, if it's getting bloomed now, add some more water and it's going to bloom.
Always everybody's reaction. 99.9% of the time, if something's wrong with the plant, water it more.
Give it more water.
Give it more water. When that might, in fact, be the actual problem, is it's getting too much.
1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE for you on this July. What is today? 14th? 21st. Oh, no. That was last week.
You're a week behind.